Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today are Scott and Christina Coons. They are the owners of one of my favorite places, Colorado Mountain Brewery. You'll find them on InterQuest Parkway and in the old roundhouse at 21st and Highway 24/Cimarron. Got both ends of towns covered. Smart. Very smart. Christina, why don't we start with you, sort of ladies first today, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about you and how you find your way into one of the toughest businesses there are to own and run.
I married Scott, and he is a very entrepreneurial guy, and he had the great idea of creating a brew pub in Colorado because we love Colorado, and we wanted to do something that really spoke to Colorado, and so craft beer and great Colorado cuisine, what could be better to really promote Colorado?
Scott, talk about that craft beer part. It's, you're right about that. Colorado loves craft beer.
Sure. The neat thing about craft beer is it really is almost like a social media, except in the physical realm. As far as you can create certain types of ales and beers, they're only there for a specific amount of time. And you can listen to feedback from what your customers are saying. Hey, it would be neat to have a beer like this. We can create that, especially in a small batch that we're getting ready to do some releases. And it really allows us to be creative and to really push the whole idea of where Colorado is.
And where did we get you guys from? Are you Colorado natives?
Almost.
Almost, okay.
Yeah, I'm originally from North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved here in 1984. So I grew up junior high, high school here, and attended the Air Force Academy, and then was away about 10 years, and we moved back in 03.
And you went from Air Force to restaurateur?
Yes. There's some stops along the way, but and that's where we eventually ended up.
Christina, let's talk about the variety of craft brews that you've got, and then let's talk a little bit about the menu and the experience itself. The ambiance is just wonderful at both locations. I love the stone and the wood and the warmth and the feel of it. Do you do flights of your craft brews?
Yes, yes. We do flights so you can experience all of our six flagship beers, and we have our names really nod to the Air Force Academy. We have the 7258 Blonde Ale, which is the altitude of the Air Force Academy. We have the Old 59er Amber Ale. We have the Panther IPA. So we really try to point to Scott's Air Force Academy experience and tie into that for our guests.
A little bit on the concept. How did you land on this concept?
Well, we were trying to figure out a different business opportunity, and as we were looking in restaurants, this was a little over 10 years ago. So the craft beer phenomenon in Colorado Springs especially hadn't fully taken off yet. So there's only a few brew pub restaurants out there and a few handful of actual breweries. So as we were looking around at kind of different restaurant models and concepts, we really came across the idea of craft beer because it is that Colorado side of things that we really wanted to export and focus on. Like I say, it allowed us to really be interactive with our customers and guests and trying to see what flavors they would want to bring out. And it creates that creativity, I think, with our brewers and being able to work with chefs and those types of things.
Christina, you said you put your finger on something I wanted to ask about. The two of you are married. It's a family business. And you are serving the business as the director of operations. And Scott, of course, is handling all the marketing. Talk about your roles in the business and how fun that is to do as a family.
Yes, it is fun. I love working with people. And so to be able to work with our general managers and our brewers and just our teams, which are fabulous. I love our team. And so to get to envision things with them, to create new things, to be moving the business forward is a real joy for me. And then Scott's creativity and marketing, I am not good at that at all. And so his ability to put the graphics in place to do all our promoting over Facebook and social media is a great partnership.
Wonderful thing. Let's talk about the menu a little bit. Who wants to speak to that?
Well, what do you want to know about our menu?
Menus are interesting things.
They are.
In the beginning, there's a lot of testing and measuring. Mm-hmm. You really have to have your finger on the pulse of the market and what people want. The market speaks to you loudly and clearly. If you put something out there that they love, they will come back and back and back, and then they're looking for more. So I imagine your menu changes and morphs and develops and evolves over time. Where are you at now, several years into the operation?
Well, we definitely have our favorites that our guests speak about and love. And so we really do protect those items. We haven't taken them off the menu. So our bison meatloaf Wellington is a favorite and always has been. Our fish and chips are well loved. So we do want to keep those for our guests to continue to enjoy. But we have a wonderful chef team, and they have contributed great ideas to the menu. And so we tend to try those as specialty items, and if they are really received well by our guests, then we've put things on the menu that our chef team has created. So it's been a real collaborative effort.
Scott, you have the marketing job, and I know that Colorado Mountain Brewery is also known for its burgers. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of favorites, actually.
Yes.
So talk about the marketing side of that.
Yeah, I like burgers, so we'll start with that.
That helps.
but yeah, I think my background is in a lot of technology. Prior to this business, I founded and ran a tech company here in town. And so I've always gravitated towards using computers and the digital arts and those types of things. So my side of it really has been pulled back to that, or drawn to the graphics development, creation, kind of looking at ways that we could market and speak to not only a local audience, but a national and even global audience.
Sure. You got the Air Force Academy right nearby. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt that you attract a lot of families, and even some of the cadets, when they're allowed off the academy, are probably coming for a visit. And it speaks to loyalty. It speaks to people being on, you're being on people's radars, which means you've done a very good job of market penetration, if you don't mind the marketing speak. I love that world, and I love it when people succeed in that world. It takes a green thumb to do it well and do it right.
Well, thank you.
Some surprises you have for your listeners today. You're offering some specials. Black Friday's not far off.
Around the corner.
We're talking days away. Skip the weeks part. We're talking days. When you purchase a $25 gift card, you'll receive a $5 bonus card, and that starts on Black Friday?
Yes, and that will run through the holidays.
Okay, and then when you purchase Colorado Mountain Brewery beer logo T-shirts and pint glasses for loved ones for Christmas, you can do that as well. Branded gear is always fun. You're also encouraging people to book their holiday parties and do it quick. Do it now.
Yes. And even if you just have a large group reservation and you're thinking you're going to come to Colorado Mountain Brew to celebrate the holidays, please make that reservation soon.
Do it quick. And the best way to make the reservation is by going over to the website. Is that right?
Or you can call the restaurant, or okay, you can book on Open Table.
All right. So Open Table is one way you can book reservations. Do you also take reservations at the restaurant?
We do.
Okay. So to repeat that, when you purchase a $25 gift card, you'll receive a $5 bonus card. That starts Black Friday. Colorado Mountain Brewery also makes Colorado Mountain Brewery beer logo T-shirts and pint glasses available for your loved ones. Make the pint glass the stocking and then stuff it with $25 gift cards, what I think you ought to do. If you're planning a holiday party, do it quick. Do it now. The best way to book then is to visit the website at cmbrew.com. That's cmbrew.com. And Scott tells me you'll see a big giant button there that says reservations. And there you can make the connection for your holiday party or general reservations. Perfect. Okay. And again, $25 gift cards. A $5 bonus card comes with that, starting Black Friday. And don't forget your Colorado Mountain Brewery gear, T-shirts, pint glasses, fun stuff, all at cmbrew.com. Location on Interquest Parkway, other location at 21st and Highway 24/Cimarron, or in the roundhouse there. Scott and Christina Coons, Scott, marketing, and Christina, director of ops, thank you both for spending some time with us here on the KRDO Business Connection today.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
And a very special thanks to Scott and Christina Coons, owners of Colorado Mountain Brewery, for joining us on the Business Connection. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. Now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM, and if you miss an edition of the Business Connection, you certainly want to circle back to this one. Head on over to KRDO.com, select radio, and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.